Okay, we left off by the Ramah, the Siman Pei Zayin, Sid Gimel. What does Ramah say? The Nohagu La'atos Chalav Mishish Kevim, Amin Milk, Omenithin Ba'atasar Tov. This is Hilchas Purim, that's what these two on Purim. That, you know, it appears a person's eating Basar Chalav. Nohagu La'atos Chalav Mishish Kevim, Omenithin Ba'atasar Tov. Hoyo Ve'eno Rak Duravana. However, had they served meat on Purim, Abu Basar Ve'ema, then yesh ani achay tala chalav shkeidim. That would ruin the whole effect. Mipnei maris ayin. Kamoshin dvar lehel the siman kamatvav liyam dam. See, the Ramaz is making two statements. A, he's pointing out something which appears to raise eyebrows. We'll talk about a little later that the whole din of maris ayin is only by yisurim daraisa rather than yisurim drabana. That appears to be a very original and very mechudishtik statement. When we do have Maris Ayin, what the Ramah says is we can solve Maris Ayin with a Heter. So let's start with that second issue and then move over to the first issue. Can you solve a problem of Maris Ayin with a Heter? And according to the Ramah, when you have Basar Behema Bechaya, that's Basar Bechalav Doraisa. When we're dealing over here with Chalav Shkedim, we have Maris Ayin and Basar Bechalav Doraisa. Let's just sprinkle a few Shkedim around and that'll solve the problem. So what's the mucker of this heker? He says, "Kamoshin is bari la'el v'simas hamachvav v'nyanda." So those of you who have a full Shulchan Aruch, if you move back to Siman Samachvav, that's Hilchos Dam. We find over there at the end of the Siman, Siftes. Siftes and Sifyut is the mucker of this halacha. Siftes says as follows: Dam dagim, af al pi shehu mutar. We already saw this back in Hilchos Shchita that dam dagim is mutar. Im kvatso bikli, you have a cup of dam dogim, then asur bishem maris ayin. Says the machaber lefikach im nikar shehu midagim kegon sheyesh bo kaskachim mutar. If you have scales floating around in the blood, that's clear that this is dam dogim as opposed to dam behema, then it's mutar. See if you would dam adam impirish mimenu kayav mishum maris ayin. Were you to have a cup of human blood, that would also be Aser Mitzat Maris Ayin. Here, Rabbi Kiva Eger points out that the view of the Ramah in Siman Pei Zayin from these halachot is off-center. Why? Look at Rabbi Kiva Eger, Siftes, Gon Shiesh Kol Kaskasim, Lashon Hashas, the Isbe Kaskasim. The Kasav Rashi, the Isbe Kaskasim, Mashma Lechaora, the Bedam Ha'ura Kaskasim. What the Gemara is telling us is that if L'chatzfila we have blood that has scales mixed in it, that blood is mutter. Chazal would never go there Maris Ayin on blood that has scales mixed in it. Avul Haniach Eitzel Hadam Kaskasim. But if we have blood which is pure fish blood, and then we say, well, let's just sprinkle some Kaskasim onto the fish blood to solve the problem of Maris Ayin, that's a non-starter, Lo Sharia. The Efshar Gam Likaf Kaskasim Litain Betoch Adam Lo Ela Demei Atzmo Nishar Bo Kaskasim. It's clear that we're dealing over here when we were to find blood that had Kaskasim in it, and that Chazal weren't gozer. But there's no head there. Once already you have Dam of Maris Ayin, simply to toss Kaskasim into the blood, not onto the blood, because then we would have a problem in terms of Nexiv. Nexiv points at the Dam Adam. What's the big deal? Let's just toss some kaskasim onto the dam adam, and that would solve the problem. And if you can solve every problem of maris ayin with a heker, so why can the heker all mean siftes and not in sifyut? As he points out in the next line, vayin besugya betosel sham de bedam mahal keshtayim, and with human blood lo shayach be kaskasim v'amay lo shayach v'efshu yitain kaskasim v'toch dam mahal keshtayim v'haroa yispar shu dam dogin. Ela mashma delo mahani. Aye, what about the Ramah? Siman Pei Zayin says Gimel the mashma dehocha shari lehaniach etzlo kaskasim. The Ramah is up the creek. The Ramah is wrong. The Ramah was medayek improperly. We have over here then a machlokes between the Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Ramah. How we should understand the halachot of Maris Ayin and Heker. According to Rabbi Kiva Eger, we have a halacha that one thing is also mitzad Maris Ayin. There's no way you can make it mutter via heker. But what? If l'chatzchila, it's clear that there's no maris ayin, Chazal never goes there. Mashenkin, according to the Ramah, The same way that when the kaskasim were originally in the blood, it's mutter. Who had to put kaskasim in the blood is mutter as well. What over here is the machlokes? Lakora, Rabbi Kivager says, my pshat is pshat in the Gemara. My pshat is pshat in the Sugya. Pshat also in Siman Tanavat that distinguishes between kaskasim that only apply to Sif test, don't apply to Sif yud. What will the Ramah do? How did the Ramah understand? So I heard from Zalman Nechami that you saw that later on, I saw this with Perisha, like crazy and crazy. So I'll say it in both names, but I'll read it within the crazy and crazy. If you recall, back in Siman Yud Gimel, we dealt with the world of Ben Pekua. And we pointed out that if we have a Ben Test Chai that comes out, that's the Ben Pekua, it requires Shtita Mitzad Marasayim. We could ask ourselves, this Shtita Mitzad Marasayim, you make a bracha on it, or don't you make a bracha on it? So if you recall, over there we saw Rabbi Akiva Eger quotes the tshuva of the Rashba, that you make a bracha on a shita of marasayim. The crazy place acts as follows. With Rashba, the tshuva kasa yesh levare hachmo alchomitzvah to Rabbana. U'v'prichadash tikte. The prichadash wasn't that thrilled with this tshuva of the Rashba. V'divrei haran, the paragraph in Madlikin. What do we have a paragraph in Madlikin? That's the sugis of Hanukkah. So over there it points out, Chatzer Shiesh Lo Shnei Ptachim. Person has a home with a front entrance and a back entrance. And he has a home that opens up on two streets. It opens up on 100 and an Amphidon Avenue and Gorba Volterra. Big home. Right? Opens up on both streets. And hard enough, you have such homes that have two entrances on two different streets. The question is, where do you put your Hanukkiah? Do you put it where by the Pesach of the Chatzer on Amsterdam or on Gorbatel Terrace? So the Gemara Paskins, Shneihem. You light in both places. Why? Because someone will walk by Gorbatel Terrace and assume, hey, this fellow is a Shegetz, he didn't light. So if a light there, someone will walk by and enter the address, hey, this fellow is a Shegetz, he didn't light. So we have problems with Marasayim. So you have to put it in both places. Because of Haran, Ein Lubarak. We don't make a bracha on both hadlakot. You only choose one hadlaka, that's the real hadlaka, and then you make the bracha. The other hadlaka, which is mitzad marasayin, we don't make a bracha. So the Prichada said we have a steer. How could the Rashba say that you make a bracha on marasayin of Ben Tekua? We have a Ran that says that you don't make a bracha on the marasayin, on the chshav of Hanukkah. So it says the crazy place, the ein hanidam domet. This is apples and oranges. The shun mishum chshada, the haka mishum maris ayin. So here we have two worlds. We have a world of chshad, and we have a world of maris ayin. What are these two worlds? We have a pasuk, v'yisim nikiyim me Hashem u'mi Yisrael. There are mishnayis, mishkodim. Remember that from this pasuk, that when the Kohen goes into the lishka, to be touring the lishka, to take out the shkodim, to pay for the korbanot, he has to go in a cloak without pockets, without seams, he goes in without shoes, he has to talk to us while he's going in, because we're sending him into the treasury. It's very, very easy for him to put a few shkolim into the hem of his garment, into his pockets, or even into his mouth, and walk out as pure prophet. So he has to behave in a manner, he has to both dress and behave in a manner that will take away any chshad on him. The Yisim Nikiyim, May Hashem, Umi Yisrael. Isn't there a din in Pirkei Avos, Chayav Adam, Waduna Dam Kachzkut? What right do we have to be Choshed, the Kohen? So the answer is, Rabbi Yon explains over there, where do we have a din of having done a Kol Adam Kachzkut? That's when a person who's a Beinoni does an action which we would consider to be a Beinoni Dika action. Or does an action which is not at all suspicious. So the Tzedek Tishpat Amitecha, we don't assume that if someone's a babysitter, the babysitter in someone's house, that he's emptying out the safe. However, when someone's going into a bank vault, right, and we know that people have a Yetzirah, then even if he's a Beinoni, the Yisim Nikiyim, he has to make it clear to people that he's not being moel in his past. Whereas then, it would be mutter for us to be Choshedim, so he has to behave in a manner that will not allow us to be Choshedim, that will not bring about a chshad on him. That's a din of chshad. Category called chshad. And therefore, when this person has a chatzer that has two petachim, he has to behave in a manner that won't allow us to say, hey, what's going on over here? Where's the Chanukiah? Rishon Zalman Auerbach had a house like that. He is delighted, both petachim. I mean, now, would anyone be choshed, Rishon Zalman Auerbach? A person, he's in the Kiyim Yashem Yisrael. Maybe some kid will walk by and they say, yeah, I can't remember, someone's on, forgot to light Hanukkah candles tonight, or something like that. So he has a chiyuv to do that. Then we have a separate category that in certain situations of chashad, Chazal made a gzeira. And that gzeira they call Maris Hayim. They made a gzeira, they're not allowed to hang out laundry on Shabbos. They made a gzeira, you're not allowed to drink a cup of fish blood. They made a gzeira, you're not allowed to drink a cup of human blood. Even though all three of those actions are totally mutter, assuming you did the laundry on Erev Shabbos, but each of them will bring about a chashad. Hey, what's going on over here? This fellow is drinking human, this fellow is drinking a cup of blood. This fellow did his laundry on Shabbos. So we have a general din of v'yis and nikiyim, that a person has to take into account what other people will think of them. At certain times, Chazal took it into account and told people, don't act in a certain way because people are etc., etc. Rabbi Akiva Eger views these two categories as one and the same. My nafkamina if Chazal made a gzera, or if a person has to look at himself in the mirror, the bottom line is the criteria both are the same. However, the Ramah distinguished. Distinguish, this is what the crazy place he's basically telling us, between chashad and maris ayin. That chashad is totally on the circumstances of each case, and maris ayin, that's a gzeira of chazal. Now, it's true that Ramah uses the same lashon for both. He says, v'ayin la'el, v'siman tachvav, v'gali maris ayin. He calls this maris ayin, and he calls this maris ayin. However, the difference would be in four areas. Area number one. Would it be meaningful for me to make a heker? So in the world of chashad, sure. That's the whole din of the yisim nekiyim. The heker will take away the yisim nekiyim. Someone will think I'm eating basar b'chala, so I'll sprinkle shkedim around, that'll declare that the milk over here is not cow milk, but it's almond milk, and that will take away the yisim nekiyim. However, if chazal asr a cup of fish blood, it won't help for me to put in kaskasin. Mm-hmm. When Chazal made a gzera, they made a gzera lo plug. That's ayin le'el siman tamachvav, that the fish blood without the kaskasin is usur. On fish blood with kaskasin, Chazal would never go there in the first place. However, it won't do, if it's a question of yisim nekiyim, so I can put a sign, amin blood, I can put amin, I can do whatever I want. However, if we're talking about fish blood, if we have a cup, Chazal would go there. Now, that's nafkamina number one. Nafkamina number two, what about chadrei chadarim? What if no one's looking? So if it's a din of yisim nekiyim, that by its nature means we're talking about a public act. A public act, I have to worry about what people are going to think about me. If I'm in private, so who's looking? In other words, Kadosh Baruch Hu knows I'm not doing anything wrong. I know I'm not doing anything wrong, so there's no v'yisim nekiyim. That's what the Pisnei Shuvah points out by us, by the Chalav Shkedim. He says that Eino Aser Ela Bifnei Haroim Kamo Besudos Gedolos Ikam Aris Ayin Gomor. I will today so in the privacy of my own home. I like almond milk, and so I cook up my chicken in almond milk. I don't have to have almonds floating around for whom? For me? I know that it's almond milk. Who am I coming to impress? There's no Yisim Nekiyim. Masha Ein Kein. We're all aware that there's Gemara in Shabbos in terms of Maris Ayin. They're called Masha Asru, Samaratayin, Asru Afilu, the Chadre Chadar. That's in the world of Dan. The halacha is if I'm eating an apple in a bank full, no one's around, all the cameras are off, and all of a sudden I look at the apple and I see that I have poor gums and that there is blood on the apple. So the halacha is I have to wash off the blood or scrape off the blood before continue to eat the apple. I know it's human blood, because Baruch Hu knows it's human blood. There's no problem over here if he's in the Kiyan. But there's a zera of chazal. I'm not allowed to eat human blood. Even though I know it's human blood, and Kadosh Baruch Hu knows, that's a zera of marasayin. Afilu b'chadrei chadarim, I have to wash off the apple. That's what we saw over there back in Siman Samachav. That if the dam adam is piresh, im nosha hakikar v'shina v'yotz adam v'shina v'gadei hakikar, sarak l'gardo. That's the halacha. When the blood is still in my mouth, and I taste it, as long as it doesn't come out, it's mutter. However, the moment it comes out, there we have a gzera of chazal. That's a din of chadrei chadarim. That's nafkamina number two. Nafkamina number three. What if something was aser, something was problematic, and now it's no longer problematic? Circumstances change. Do I need a minyan after lahatira? So in the world of chashad, there never was a minyan that would go there in the first. I don't need a minyan after lahatira. It was a problem because of circumstances. If the circumstances change, and it's no longer a chashad, there's no problem. When the Shabbos clock first came out, you would walk by someone's house on Shabbos, All of a sudden, you see the lights go on at 3 in the afternoon. You walk by your house at night, 11 at night, the lights go off. That's a problem of Shabbos in the Kiev. Right? So the person would have to have this neon light flashing saying Shabbos talk, Shabbos talk, Shabbos. He would have to in some way make a hecker so that people wouldn't think he's turning the lights on and off. Nowadays, you walk by someone's house and you see the lights go off, Shabbos talk went off. Lights go on, Shabbos talk went on. Namely, that when Shabbos talks were rare, it was Yisim Nikiyim. Shabbos talks became very prevalent, so then the Yisim Nikiyim falls off. It's after a tshuva of Rav Moshe. He doesn't like Shabbos talks. Okay. But in terms of the Olam, there's no way to use Shabbos talks. Or I gave the example when we learned, we did this beta. I gave the example of margarine. Right? The part of margarine first came out. It was a problem of the Yisim Nikiyim if you were to serve it at a fleshing meal, so it has to be in the wrapper. If you ate it in the privacy of your own home, so there's no problem. If you ate it in a meal, in a wedding, it would have to be in a wrapper. Right? Even in a fancy wedding, the world of the story, they would have the margarine in a wrapper. Nowadays, there's no longer a shot. The shot falls off, there's no problem. But what I did with electric shavers, when they first came out, there was a problem of shot. Nowadays, there's no shot. Okay, so in other words, you don't need it from minyan after la tiro. All you require is that the circumstances change. Mashenkin and Marisayim, we're dealing with the Gzeirah of Chazal. Even if we were to live in a situation where no one does laundry on Shabbos, there's a rule, you're not allowed to do laundry on Saturday and Sunday. Becholzot, there's still a din of Marisayim to hang out laundry that was washed on Friday on Shabbos, because Chazal were goes there. And it's irrelevant if it's a raincoat, irrelevant Chadre Chadarim, they need a minyan acher le atira. And the fourth nafkamina, where it's to come full circle, is bracha. Should there be a bracha in the world of Maris Ayin or Chazal? So the answer is, in the world of Maris Ayin, we're dealing with the Gzeira of Chazal, that's already a Din Drabana. On a Din Drabana, you make a bracha, shake your tongue, what's up at Sivana, with no worse than Hanukkah or Purim. Masha'en Kain, if we're talking about Chashad, Chashad isn't a Din Drabana, there's no reason to make a bracha, so it's less. Do you make a bracha on a Ben Tukua? Yeah, that's a Din of Maris Ayin. That's a Gzeira of Chazal, you make a bracha. In the world of Hanukkah, with the two Pesachim, that's the din of Chashad, of Yisim Nikiyim. There is no bracha. So here we have then these two worlds, and the Ramah therefore says that in Siman Pei Zayim, we have a Heker. Why is then the Siman Samach Vav to know what the Heker is? Just like in Siman Samach Vav, Chazal weren't goes there when there were Kaskasim floating around in the Dam, kind of read that that's not a problem, so you can now take Amens and put them next to the Chalav. That's all the Ramah meant. He didn't mean to say that you can now go over there and put Kaskasim into the blood. That's a din of Marisayim. Here is a din of Yisim Nikiyim. But Rabbi Kiva Eger didn't hold of this chiluk, like the Pri Chadash didn't hold of the chiluk. Right? That if the Pri Chadash asked if you're going to have a bracha, if you're not going to have a bracha by the case of Ner Hanukkah, why should you have a bracha in the case of Ben Bukua? Right? It's all one question whether we view all this as a whole or whether we break it up into pieces. I saw in Frank Goldberg's notes, I once upon a time mentioned, but I will mention it again, that Rabbi Vadia had a tshuva about the Syrian Jews. Should they wear a kippah in Eretz Yisrael? Because in Chalav, where they came from, they only used to wear a kippah either when davening or when eating. Not only a question of the Balabatin, also the Rabbanim. That was their minhag hamakom. So he pointed out that the minhag of the world is to wear a kippah either mitzad b'chukoseim lotei le'ichu or mitzad yirat Hashem. Kind of in Chalav, there was no b'chukoseim. There wasn't a William Tell's floating around. And kind of right, they thought Yirat Shemayim could come to in other ways as well. They never made a takana of a minhag mitzad yirat Shemayim. So he said that the Jews in Chalav, the Poles, in Chalav, they could walk around without a yarmulke, without any problem. When they come to Eretz Yisrael, they should wear a yarmulke. Why? Because if they don't wear a yarmulke, it's Maris Ayin that they're chilonim. Now, when he says the Maris Ayin, that's the pshat. It's not a zera. It's not as though nowadays in Heichal Shomer they're going to have a room where they're going to come, you know, all of 70, you know, the king will sneak in there and make a zera. That's not what we're worried about. In other words, it's simply a pshat of a Yisim Nikiyim, Hashem and Yisrael. In this society, not wearing a kippah is a problem that Kanere, you're not Yirei Shemayim, you're not Yishomer Mitzvot. If you were, you'd wear a kippah. So he said that that's the reason why they should wear it in Eretz Yisrael. Yeah?
So then Maris Ayin is very, very, very limited.
Correct. Maris Ayin in the narrow sense is limited. The Ramah used the phrase Maris Ayin in a narrow sense and in a broader sense. The narrow sense is limited to Zeros Chazal.
something in terms of it now, when people talk about coming to non-kosher stores because Marzain.
That's the brewer, that's what we call Kshad. That's what we call Kshad. The only heck here would work if we're, you know, we're walking, I don't know. Walking with the phone. I don't know. You know, do something to show what you're doing. Yes.
How do you know which one?
There's no word in Chazal which speaks about having chalav shkedim and basar. So Barbara, that our din is a din of shak. You're asking, how did the crazy placey know that even though both by Ben Pekuah and by Hanukkah, the both mentioned in the Gemara, that this is a din of shak and this is a din of marasayim? So he said it off his far. That was the... Over there is a din of marasayim. No. What the Ramah is saying is that you see from the fact that Chazal were matir dam with kaskasim, they never said it with marasayim. Kanereh having the kaskasim next to the dam is enough of a heker that Chazal would go to marasayim. So who had in parallel to that? It doesn't, you know, that would remove the chashad. That which Chazal wouldn't go there. Dam with kaskasim is mutim. But the Ramah was medayik, was why weren't Chazal goes around with kaskasim? Because it's something which is obvious, that it's fish blood. So whenever you have a situation, something is obvious, there's no problem of yisim nikiyim. He's bringing a raya from the world of marasayim to the world of chashav. Okay, now all of this is fine and good, except for one thing, that the Ramah over here makes, now let's go back to our first issue. The Ramah makes a distinction between Doraisa and Rabbana. But even though right, we have this broad din of marasayim, well, we don't have it in drabbanos. Now that doesn't make sense. If we're talking about the isim nikiyim, might not come in there if we're talking on a doraisa plane or a drabbanon plane. Might not mean that someone's choshed you that you're over a doraisa, or someone's choshed you you're over a drabbanon. You're still dealing with the same problem that some, you know, that you're not allowed to do actions that will allow people to look down upon you. Person has to have that sense of isim nikiyim. What's the Ramah's distinction? So that question was asked over here by the Nachlas Tzvi. The Nachlas Tzvi are the Fidushim on Yoredeya that were written by the editor of the Tisvei Tshuva. Once mentioned this. The Tisvei Tshuva, he will say, now it's looping to my sefer Nachlas Tzvi. So in any case, he asked that question from a different way. He says, the Shach proves that Ramah is wrong. The Shach proves that we have Gemaras that speak about Marasayim, Shad, and a Rabbanan plane as well. For example, we have a Gemara that on Shabbos, your cow shouldn't go walking around with a bell around its neck. What's the problem? Even if there is no little thing in the GD in the bell to make it ring, what's the problem? I mean, you know, it looks nice for a cow walking around with a bell around its neck because someone will think you're taking it to the market. Now, taking a cow to the market, we know from the Sefer Beis, that's drabana. So we have a chashad that people will think you're going to be over an Easter drabana. And the Gemara says that's a serious problem. So you see, even by drabana, we have a problem of chashad and arasai. So Nachla Tzvi brings in the Shach, and he says, what will the Ramah do with the Shach? So he says, Lufinis Daiti, any maven has sagatam al harama, klap. Why? That we're just missing the same the Ramah. Also think Suvas was Nadaik in the Gemara. The Gemara in Suvas and Dastama Hamad Alba. Next year, if she was on Suvas, maybe we'll learn Mahalpis. Okay, the Gemara in Suvas and Dastama Hamad Alba, which speaks about a person who has a drain on his roof, a tsinur that takes the water off of the roof. And the drain gets clogged. It happens in the dormitory also, right? The drain gets clogged. And all of a sudden, you look at your roof and you see stalactites. No, everything begins to drip into your house. So you realize something is stuck. You go up to the roof with your galoshes and you see the drain is stuck. that wasn't a drain leaves. And so what do you do? So the problem is that to take the leaves out of the drain, that's bona, right? You know, it's it's mechubar, and it's a tamah bona. So the Gemara says, what does Gemara say? That in that situation, sinor sha'olu ba kaskasim over here is an older scale, right? And it means it's full of kaskasim, rashi kashim. So instead of bringing in a snake, a metal snake, just take your foot, take your shoe, and push your shoe through the hole, and there's no problem because that's metakein kula acharya. That's only drabanan. Umishim seida lo gazur barabanan. Since it's only a drabanan. So Chazal wouldn't go there under these circumstances. However, because it says over here you should do this bitzina. Why should you do this bitzina? So it says, "Ha damar komachum shasur Chazal mishum maris ayin afilu bechadri chador maser." If we have a problem, people are going to think you're doing an iser. So it might not mean whether you're doing it publicly or not. Haynu dafka the iser melacha de oraisa kumo she shotchan bechama, like to hang out laundry in public. Avoloka neged ha'am. Shimiru, I will go to Negadah, huh? Shimiru, Yisburushahim, Shikimsu Bishabbat, Abavacha, Lo Yiru, Elam Malacha Kazachar Yad, Habid Rabbanon, Lo Gazi Rabbanon, that's from the Chadre Chadorin. That when Chazal made their Zera, Chadre Chadorin, they didn't make it on Drabbanon. They only made it on the Araisa. So that's what the Rabbah was telling us. So I was telling us, if you're in your house, and you want to serve this food with almond milk, so if you're talking about an Isur D'Oraisa, so there we'll worry even about Chadrei Chador. However, if we're going to deal with a Isur D'Rabbanan, we're not going to worry about Chadrei Chador. However, to do it in public, Barer is also here and here. Here you have Hisim Nikiyim, and here you have Marisayim. In other words, that's also actually it. Namely, the older Ramah is telling us is that when we move down to the question of Chadrei Chadorim, there is a distinction between the Oraisas and Rabbanan, not more than that. And this Ramah, if we learn it this way, the Mishnah Berurah says. The Mishnah Berurah is in two places. The Mishnah Berurah firstly is in Siman Shin Aleph. That's where the din of hanging the laundry is. There the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Tosfos. Shin Aleph is a very long Siman, but towards the end. Siman Shin Aleph Se'ir Mem Hei deals with someone whose raincoat got wet on Shabbos, so he shouldn't hang it up on a clothesline. Mr. Brewer says, that's also Afilu B'Chadrei Chadorim. However, when we're dealing with Din D'Rabbanan, even Afilu Lufi Mashi Yisperu, it's only Yisur D'Rabbanan, that's only also B'Parhesia, and not the Sinah. He quotes over here the Tosfos, Perek Afalti, and Daf Samach, in the Bir Halach. Halach L'Maisa, he brings this previously in Siman Reish Nun Beis. Siman Reish Nun Beis deals with a person who did business with a Goy, on Erev Shabbos. So it says that the Goy should be certain to take the Skorah out of the Jew's house before Shabbos enters, before Ben HaShemashos. So the question is, what if he did? So it's a Bir Halacha in Siman Reish Nun Bey Sif Aleph. Im Ha'eno Yehudi Hishkir HaChedetz Etzlo. And when the Goy came in and bought a certain merchandise from the Jew's store, which is in his house, on Erev Shabbos, and the Jews made a tonight with it, pick it up before Shabbos, but he didn't. And they knocked on the door at night and asked, can I take it? Ubaba Laila Lakho. Nira Diesh Lahotel Vishak Hastak, you can go Afila Meinenu Allah. Even if it's not a question, it's going to shoot your head off. Behold, he's got to give it to him. The Kevon Sheha Iser Hurak Mishum Maris Ayin. The Goy, I mean, nothing is being done here on Shabbos. Nechakum Nechakum was done on Erev Shabbos. The problem is that someone will see the Goy walking out with a shopping bag on Shabbos, I think you have your store open on Shabbos. Ain Lahakir Bazit. Shurak Shad and Yisr Drabana, Mechakum Empire is Drabana, and it's a Shad Drabana, and it's night, Makom Shain Rowan, Kamashi Kasavnu Bissim and Shin Aleph, there's room to be mekel. So that's what the Rambam is telling us over here. Now, this has nothing to do with the Atunyan. One is the goes between Kshat and Marasai. That's A. B, even when you have a world of Marasayan, even in such a situation where you have a Zerah Chazal of Marasayan, even then, we're going to say that it's what we're doing on the level of the Drabon and it's Mutra Bechadre Chazorim. Have a Homer, if it's Dinam Kshat, then, you know, it's Bechal to be Mutra Bechadre Chazorim. That's all the Rambam is discussing. He's discussing the difference between Kshat and Marasayan, and then, within the world of Chadrei Chadarim, there's a distinction between the Raita and Drabonan. Maybe the Ramah over here, so we pass them like Tosfos. Yes?
We're saying there's Chadal by the Amdul?
What?
We're saying that there's Chadal.
No, we're saying that even had it been Xeris Chadal, even had it been Xeris Chadal, like in Siman Samachvav, Hayein Siman Samachvav, that's only if the alternative, that's only if the Pshat is that you're being over an Easter Dabar Raita. Only over there would we have, even in the world of Zeres Chazal, only over there would we have a Din of Chadrei Chadarim. Masha'en came when you're dealing with the world of Chad, you know, it's sort of like a Kal v'Chomer. Now, certainly there's no Din of Chadrei Chadarim. But we pointed out, it's kind of not even a Din of Chadrei Chadarim by a Doraisa, in terms of Chad. All he's doing over here is simply saying that there's no Din of Chadrei Chadarim in the world of Chad.
What would be the difference, for example, if it's in front of everybody and it's old and it's this animal, then you would need a mecker? If it's a stupid dog in front of everybody and it's old and it's animal, so then you would need a mecker?
Yeah, that's what Nachlasi is saying. That's exactly what he's pointing out. Yeah.
This is the way we were learning before, that this Ramah is talking about.
We learned the way we learned before. Then we have, and that's fine, everything we said before, and I think it's M. However, we have a problem with the Ramah. That the Ramah makes a distinction between the Raya and Drabanan. A, you know, it doesn't make sense. Why make a distinction? And B, the Shaka's Raya again. So you can say Tarfu. Okay, and then everything is fine. Or you can try and answer it. If you want to answer it, then we have to add in what Nachlas Tzvi over here points out, that the Ramah's whole situation is one of Chadrei Chadarim.
So the point of the first we're learning, we're saying that it's in front of the Sudiyo, in front of the Shuba. Now, according to now, we're saying, because of our question, we're saying, this is not that of Chadrei Chadarim.
Correct. But however, to be intellectually honest, Tisvei Tshuva was quoting himself in Nachlas Tzvi. I'm saying you can take what we said in Tisvei Tshuva separately. You don't have to necessarily learn the Ramah like Nachlas Tzvi. Learning the Ramah like Nachlas Tzvi makes the Ramah very nicely to the Tosfos and answers the Kasha of the Shas, etc. However, then it's not as pristine as we had built it before. Before we had built this beautiful building, and now the beautiful building is, you know, you have to say, well, what Ramah meant, and what he meant. So going to either way. Okay, let's see Sifdal. Asur Bagashel Bechaleit Isha Mishum Maris Ayin V'imnach V'tochatach Shil Batel V'ein Tzarich Shigur. What over here is from a cooking in milk that comes from a woman? So the Machad Rabbi says it's from a Maris Ayin. Let's take it back one step. In other words, and let's ask, what is the halacha about being a cannibal? And is one allowed to eat meat, or flesh of Mahal Peshtayim? What's the din of eating human flesh? So if we go back to Siman Pei Aleph, over there, even further, one step, go back to Ayin Tes. Go back to Siman Ayin Tes. So over there, the Ramah says, "Bisar Adam Achla Asur LeOchla Min HaTorah." He quotes the Rambam, Perek Bei, Hilchos Macholos Asura Halacha Gimel. That human flesh is asur to eat midah haraisa. The Rambam has his Rasha, Zos ha-behema asher tochelu, we have an Iser asay, Zos ha-behema as opposed to Adam. Adam would be asur to eat. However, in the parentheses which follows the Rambam, that has the Mar Makomos, it says over there, Udalo Kamashma Betosus Perak Apal Pi Baharash the Bisar Adam Eno Asur Minhatora. That on the same dot in Suvas, on Dah Samachamaralas, Tosus over there deals with this matter, And the Chashma way that there's no Yisra Dilaraisa to eat human flesh, it's only a Din Dirabana. So let's use this as our background. It will ask, should it be mutter to drink human milk? So if we have, according to Tosfos, that eating human flesh is basically mutter, then the drinking human milk basically is mutter, and then the Machaber makes sense. That the problem of human milk is only one of Maris Ayin. It's not the Iker Hadin. There's no over here, Yosim and Antame Tame. However, if we want the Rambam that eating human flesh is the Oraisa, so Lachora, drinking milk, drinking breast milk, this should be Aser, also be the Oraisa. So why over here does the Machaber say it's only Aser Mitzad Maris Ayin? So the Gilyan HaMarsha ask the question. Given that Marsha is by us. Machaber doesn't speak about human flesh. The Ramah over there passes like the Rambam. Here we move over to Siman Pei Aleph. Move over to Siman Pei Aleph Siv Zayin. So the Machaber says over there, Chol of Isha Muta. Okay, so in terms of Moshe's question, the Machaber passing is Chol of Isha Muta. So according to Tosfos, this Machaber is fine. That Basar Adam is Muta Mida Raisa, so Chol of Adam is Muta Mida Raisa. However, according to the according to the Rambam, if Basar Adam is Asur Doraisa, why should Kalav Isha be Mutar? So the Yuna Marsha asked that question, and he says, V'af the Basar Adam Asur, V'hayotzi min ha-tame tame, shiny hachli, kevan de'ino Asur ela v'asei. That even according to the Rambam, only dealing with an Easter Asei. So what? They're only dealing with an Easter Asei. So if you recall, we dealt with this back in Hilchos Ta'arotos. And we said that perhaps one could distinguish between Isurei Lav and Isurei Asei. An Isur Lav, that's an Isur Chefsa. We have something which is Asur per se. An Isur Asei is basically Isur Gavra. That the person shouldn't do it. So if we want to deal with the rule of Hayotzei Min HaTamei Tamei, if we're talking about an Isur Lav, we have a Chefsa which is Asur. So that which comes from the Hayotzei Min HaTamei Tamei. However, if we're dealing with an Iser Asei, that's on the individual. The individual is not allowed to eat human flesh. How does that have to do with human milk? Nothing. Okay, very well, the Iser Asei is only on the flesh, but not on the milk. Namely, there's no din of Hayotzei Min HaTamei Tamei when there's no Iser Chefs. That, Lachora, is what the Gemara Marsha is telling us. If you recall, we had a similar Nafka Mina back in Hilchos Ta'arotos by the person who never fell into the well. Do we say chana? Do we say chatika nase snevela? If there's a din of ta'am ki'ikar, all of these halachos, if we want isur chetza, so we would have a din of ta'am ki'ikar, we have a din of chana. If we're doing an isur gavra, there's nothing there. The isur is on the eater, not on the object. And therefore, who says that the ta'am is us? Who says it would be a din of chana? That's what he pointed out, that when we're dealing with a human being, even if we're going to say that the basar is us, or doraisa, it would only be on the level of isur Asay. Okay, so that's what we have. So that's our background. Basar Adam, we have Machlokas, is it Doraisa or Drabonon? But even if Basar Adam is going to be Asur Doraisa, Chalav Isha is Mutter. Because from an Isur Asay, you're never going to get to a Din of Hayosim and Atame Tame. This Chalav Isha, we say it's Mutar. What? Those who say that it's Asur, they say Isur Asay, there's no Lav. No Lav. Aware of. I mean, Tosfos speaks of that as Drabon and Bal Shaksu. Disgusting to think of that, but Rambam says it's Isur Negur. He learns that from Vizos HaBenei Masher Tokelu. Vizos HaMai Tola. In terms, okay, there is a side issue over here, just to complete the matter. In Pei Aleph, when we say Chalav Isha is Mutar, Hushda Piresh, Kagon Shechalavato Vato Chakli. Avol Gogol Hayonek Mishade Isha, that's Kiyonek Sheretz. There you have again a din of Baal Tashaksu, Vayumakin Oso Makas Margus. The heter is for a tinok to be Yonek. And then you have a question, where do you draw the line between a tinok and a Gogol? Up to how long is nursing considered to be an act of a chesed of a Kadosh Baruch Hu to create a milk supply for a child, and at what point does it turn into an Easter Drabon and a Kiyonek Sheretz? I mean, deals over here, how many years, it depends whether the child stopped nursing, began nursing, etc. Okay, that's Siman Pei Aleph Sizayim. Now let's go back to Siman Pei Zayim. So we have this call of Isha, which basically is Mutter. And so we say that now to cook meat in this Chal of Isha, which is basically Mutter, or it's not the Sari, it's not Chal of Is, it's an object which is mutar. This is not chalev imo. So we have a problem of maris ayin. Over here, the Shach asks if we have a problem of maris ayin. If we have a problem over here of maris ayin, why does the Mahadir over here, passing like the Rashba, that this din of maris ayin goes even on levashel the chalev isha? Why don't we go back to Sisdimo? But we spoke about Basar Behema Tahora Bachalaf Behema Tumeya, and over there we said that it's Asar Ba'achila, but it's Mutar Bishul Bahana. Why don't we have a problem over there also of Marasain and the Bishul? Why do we have Marasain and the Bishul in Siv David? We don't have Marasain and the Bishul in Siv Gil. That's what the Shach asks over here in Siv Katan Zion. And he gives basically three answers. One answer is in Achinami. There would be a problem of Marasayan also by using camel milk, also by using pig milk. There would be a problem of Marasayan on the level of Bishul. But the Mechaber over there was thinking about a Nukimta where we're not concerned with Marasayan, like if you're cooking for Rafua, etc. But in Achinami, there would be a problem of Marasayan. That's one direction. Or, secondly, in the Tzius. Human milk looks like milk, as opposed to milk of a non-kosher animal. Is no marasayin because it doesn't look like milk, doesn't have the same texture, doesn't have the same shape, may have a different color, whatever. There's no marasayin. Simply technically, there's no marasayin. However, the third teres of the Shach is really most important for us in terms of continuing to move through the siman, and that is that the word bishul sometimes means cooking, but the word bishul also means achila. And over here in Achinami, really there is no Iser of Bishul besides Marasayim. It's only an Iser of Achila. And that's why it's put over here in Siv Dalet, because in Siv Gimel you have an Iser Daraisa to eat, or to drink camel milk, to drink pig milk. That's Iser Daraisa. Over here we have no Iser Daraisa on the level of eating, so we bring in an Iser of eating besides Marasayim. Comes along the Ramah and says that were we to be dealing with Bisar Behema, that's where you have come Marasayan. Avo Ba'of Drabanan in Lachush, this is Ramah Lashitasa. So we're dealing with the Drabanan, there's no problem of Mkshad, no problem of Marasayan. Again, according to Nachlas Tzvi, this is Bechadre Chadarim. According to Pashtus of the Ramah of Siv Gimel, this is Bechlap. The Ramah has this strange Shita that on Drabanan there's no Marasayan and Mkshad. Okay, let's see Sifei. Sifei again is a question of definition. Not of defining color, but of defining Beitzim. Beitzim hanimtzayim ba'ofo. We know that eggs are eggs. Eggs are parva. Everyone knows that eggs are parva. Chickens are flesh. When does something cease to become a chicken and turn into an egg? At what point do we make that dividing line between a chicken and an egg? What came first? Beitzim hanimtzayim ba'ofo. Im hem gemuro tahayu sheyesh lahem chelbon vechelmon afal pi shehi meure begidin harezo gemura umuchar lochol becholah aval an ein la ela chelmon aser levashlam becholah. So technically, if we have a membrane before calcification, okay, that good. In other words, there's no shell. Basically, we have an egg. We have an egg which is held together by a membrane, but does not yet a shell. That's already, according to the Mechaber over here, called an egg. And once it's an egg, it's parva, and you can cook it with milk. However, if we haven't yet reached that stage of having the membrane pre-calcification, we're still in a prior state, then it's considered to be a problem of, it's still considered to be part of the chicken. Yes?
We're learning in the last section.
Yes.
We had the shock talk about the question about when does about the subject trader. So we have the chicken that becomes a trader, and the concern there was whether or not the shell had formed before or after the bird became a trader, implying that without the shell, the egg was part of the chicken. Now we have a situation that says that it's not the shell, but in fact it's just simply a membrane. As long as the yolk and if there is the white, that constitutes the egg. And
So that's pretty much what the Shach asks. You're machabit to the Shach. The Shach asks from a different makor, because the case in the treifa, we could say that's after. When you weren't getting involved over there in the nitty gritty of the details, in Achinami we should learn that in a treifa, parallel to what we have over here. However, we do have a perish in Shulchan Aruch when it talks about Eber Menachai. At what point do we have a problem of Eber Menachai if you were to deal with a living chicken and sort of scoop into its ovaries and pull out an egg which is of this nature, would it be Eber Menachai? And it says over here, yeah, that it's Eber Menachai until you have a total shell. Until you have the total shell, it's considered to be Eber Menachai. So what's going on over here? In terms of the Eber Menachai, we deal with it has to be totally separated from the body of the chicken. And over here, we still allow for Mu'urig Begidin. As long as you have the membrane, even without the shell, even if it's considered ready to be an egg, even though it's still attached. Okay, so over here, we have an egg which is still attached, but has reached a certain level of progression, is already considered to be parva, it's already considered to be a non-chicken. Ba'ashenken Eber Menachai, it's still considered to be a chicken. You have a theory between Siman Pei Vav and Siman Pei Zayin. Siman Pei Vav, Sif Galid, Hika Tarnagolat al Zanava, Hipila, Veitsasa, Konam Shinigmara, Muteres, Veinkamishim Eber Menachai, Vahushainam, who Rebbe Gitan. Only if it's an entity in and of itself, if it's still attached, if it still has an umbilical attachment, that's still considered, that's Eber Menachai. And over here we say, even with the umbilical attachment, it's already considered to be an egg. So the Shach over here has three terutzim, two from Tosfos, and one of his own. We'll give short shrift to the terutzim of Tosfos. One of them is, we have a suffix. We don't really know when something becomes an egg. So we have to determine, are we dealing with a suffix, are we dealing with a suffix on a Doraisa plane, or on a Drabonin plane? So in the world of, Iser Doraisa, like Eder Menachai, we're going to be Machmir, and say that as long as there is a connection to the chicken, even though it basically is a membrane, so it's almost connected to the chicken, we'll be Machmir and call it Eder Menachai. Masha'en Kain over here, we're talking about a chicken and an egg. Namely, we're talking about, something fell down, we're talking about Basar Ov. We're talking about Basar Ov V'chalav. So there, we're talking about Basar Ov V'chalav, we have the right of being Mekel in terms of the definition, that as long as we have a yolk and a, what's the other part called?
The albumen.
The white. As long as we have the yolk of the white, right? As long as we have the general form of the egg, so that's already enough for Gabe, the Din Rabbanan. And we subject the Raisa Lachumra, subject Rabbanan Lekula. That would be a nice way of distinguishing. And that would fit in with Dr. Jackson's question by Treifa, that the subject the Raisa, we would go Lachumra. Here we're dealing with the subject Rabbanan, we go Lekula. Or you can distinguish otherwise, it tells us. We can say, B'chol HaTorah Kula, we have a definition of Eber Menachai, that when something is attached, it's considered to be part of the object. So that's what we find Eber Menachai by Treifa. As long as there's more Begidin, it's considered to be, B'chol HaTorah Kula, considered to be Basar. Masha'en came, what we're dealing over here is Basar B'chola. Basar B'chola, we know, is the grand exception, right? Because this isn't Hilchos Tarovis. This is Hilchos Basar B'chola. Hilchos Tarovis, you have an Issa. Here we have a heter and a heter creating Yisr. To create Basar B'chalav, you may require a Basar of a different nature. Right? So here we're creating a Yesh Me'ayim, as long as it has a... So we'll say that as long as it has a yolk and a white, it's not going to create Basar B'chalav. It's not enough Basar to create Basar B'chalav. Right, so if we're dealing with an Iser per se, is this Trefa, is this Abraham Hakai, we'll say yes. But is this enough of a Basar to create Basar B'chava? That no. Now again, that Basar B'chava is a Yotze Dolman, it's an exception. Okay, those two Tehrutzim are sort of local Tehrutzim, local meaning that, well, I shouldn't say that. Those are nice Tehrutzim. However, the Shach has a nicer Tehrutzim. And that is, the nicer Tehrutzim is that the whole question is a Klatz Kasha. The question is a Klatz Kasha. That we're dealing that Basar B'chalav and Abram and Achai are two different worlds. When something is Me'ura Vigidin, it may no longer be Basar, but it may still be Eber Min Hachai. Namely, Eber Min Hachai is a category that we never really totally developed. So let's try and develop it now. If you recall, when we learned the Din of Ben Tekua, we asked, what's the status of the milk coming out of an animal whose mother was Ben Tekua and his father was a regular animal, etc.? In other words, can we drink this milk? Or we have Eber Hayose. Can you drink the milk? What's the problem? Maybe milk is Eber Menachai. Now, Lechora, that's Shachak. I think it's milk is Eber Menachai. Milk is not Eber, milk is in a container. Milk is a cup of milk. What's to do with Eber Menachai? So what you see is that Mida Oresa, anything which comes from a living animal, has a status of the living animal. As long as the animal is alive, basically the milk and the eggs are Eber Minachai, were we not to have a Gzeras HaKasuv Eretz Zavas Halav Uzvash? Were we not to have a Gzeras HaKasuv to tell us you're allowed to drink milk, we wouldn't be allowed to drink milk. We view milk as Eber Minachai. Without that Gzeras HaKasuv of Eretz Zavas Halav Uzvash, we wouldn't be able to eat eggs. What the Gzeras HaKasuv tells us, right? What the Gzeras HaKasuv tells us is that once this milk or egg is separated from the animal, it's no longer Eber Minachai. That's the Gzeras HaKasuv. Okay, so Gzeras HaKasuv, Enel Chavel Chidusha. Once it's separated like milk, then it's not Eber Menachai. So if you have an egg that has a shell, that's like milk. However, when you have an egg which is still attached with the Gidim, you don't have a Gzeres HaKasuv. You don't have a Gzeres HaKasuv, it remains Eber Menachai. And the Eber Menachai is an ongoing Eser until you have a Gzeres HaKasuv to cut it off. The cutoff point of Eber Menachai is milk. That which is similar to milk. What's the uniqueness of milk? Pirish. That once the cow is milked, then the milk is separate from the cow. So when something now becomes separate from the original item, that's no longer Eber Menachai. So milk isn't Eber Menachai, eggs aren't Eber Menachai. However, a Beis HaMu'ur B'Gidim, that would still be Eber Menachai. That's what he seems to have paved up. However, what does that have to do with meat? Meat is meat. An egg isn't meat. When is an egg considered to be an egg? If an egg has a yolk and a white, it has the shape of an egg, it looks like an egg, tastes like an egg, it's an egg. Okay, namely that by us we're defining what's an egg. But in Eder Menachai, we're not defining what's an egg, we're defining what's a chicken. Right? Whereas we're defining what's Eder Menachai. So in terms of Eder Menachai, it'll be Eder Menachai until Pirish. Masha'en King, when we're dealing with an egg, if that's our question, is this an egg or is this meat? The moment that it has a yolk and the white, even if it's a Mura Begidin, it's an egg as opposed to being meat. I mean, these are two different questions. It's not a question, in a suffix, how to define an egg. So we'll define it one way in terms of Eber Menachai and another way in terms of Basar B'chalav. Or one way Yisur D'Oraisa and one way Yisur D'Rabbanan. No, that's not our problem. Eber Menachai is not a question how to define an egg. Eber Menachai is how to define Eber Menachai. And Eber Menachai is defined until we have the Gzeres HaKasuv with Eretz Zavas Halav Udvash. Yes?
How did an egg get meat out of this Gzeres HaKasuv more than the roof of the skin from the animal? So now it's Pirish also?
It was Hifrish and Pirish.
And the natural. Yeah, that's we got the most.
Yeah, the Seder. But that's, in other words, the question is as to whether you are. It's a good question. I think, in other words, we're simply building over here a binyan av. We're building a binyan av, that which is similar to milk. That which is similar to milk. So over here, in the case when you bang the chicken and the egg comes out, that's similar to milking a cow. However, when you bang a chicken and the egg comes out but it's still attached by the gidim, that's not similar to milking a cow. So that which is similar to milking a cow is mutter. That which is dissimilar remains Eber Menachai. Remains Eber Menachai. Yes? That will come into a minute. That was your minute. That's the next terrorist. Okay, well, just take it. take it stage by stage. Tosfos wants to bring two rayos to this principle. Namely, that Eber Menachai is this monstrous Iser, which is going to destroy us unless we put brakes on it. And we have to know where we draw the line. And so he brings a raya from the Shita of the Urayim. The Shita of the Urayim is brought in Siman Pei Aleph, Si'if Hei. Over there, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that Mei Cholov is, if we're talking about a Behemah Tahora, Mei Cholov is Mutar, V'hu Adin Le Mei Mei Cholov, V'yesh Misha Oser Baze. What's going on over here? Anyone who has ever studied Little Miss Muffet knows that she ate her curds and whey, correct? What are curds and whey? This is a very important question, because sometimes an ingredient in Duncan Hines cake mix will say it has whey. Now, what exactly is whey? Curds and whey. So the answer is that if you have milk, this milk can be divided either with heat or by tossing in a little bit of calcium. There are a number of ways of doing it into solids and liquids. The milk solids are called curds, and the milk liquids are called whey. All right, curds and whey are taking milk and dividing it into two. Curds and whey. You can do the same with a centrifuge, I guess, if you wanted to. You can divide milk into curds and whey. The whey is called mei chalav. Mei chalav. It's the liquid of the milk. So the Mechaber tells us that not only is milk mutter, but even whey is mutter. Even the liquid of the milk is mutter. However, if you were to take the whey, and then that you were to divide into two parts, you were to take the whey, the liquid of the milk, and then subdivide into solid and liquid, that you need to have mei mei chalav, not mei chalav, but mei mei chalav, that the safety uranium holds is usr. What's going on over here? You're starting off with milk. You divide milk, you say, both parts are mutter. You subdivide, all of a sudden part of it becomes usr. Where did that usr come from? So look at the uranium. The uranium says, because that's Eber Menachai. Namely, we have a Zeres HaKasur, Eretz Zavas Cholav Utvash. Cholav is not Eber Menachai. Curds and whey are still considered to be cholav. When you subdivide the whey, now you're already going back to Eber Menachai. Now already, you no longer have cholav. This liquid of the liquid is no longer cholav. That's what the Uranian wants to say. Now that appears to be where we find such a thing that once was mutter, and because we subdivided or we extracted, it becomes usser. So if you recall, we discussed this once in terms of raw meat, that a person is allowed, meat or din daraisa, to eat raw meat. That's what's called umtsa. When you have raw meat, it's full of blood. So we say that that dam, which is still lo pirish, that dam is considered to be meat juice. It's not considered to be blood. It's part of the meat. The meat has a solid aspect and a liquid aspect. That's considered to be meat. However, were you to squeeze that blood out of the meat into a cup, then that would be blood. Then you can have something that when it's connected, when viewed as a whole, is mutter because it's viewed as meat. When it's extracted, when we see it in its more raw form, then the ether comes to the fore. So parallel to that, says the Urayim, the mei mei chalav are like the blood of the meat. Namely, it's like the blood of the milk. Right? You have milk, but this milk is basically Eber Menachai. The moment we break the name milk, it reverts to be Eber Menachai. So curds and whey, the Mechaber to tell us, is still milk. Mei mei chalav, says the Mechaber, that's also still milk. However, the Urayim holds that that's aser. Halacha l'maisa, the main fala would be when you open a leaven, what sometimes you have liquids that go to the top. That's main fala, right? That the leaven was made with mechala, it was made from the whey, and then the whey itself can sometimes separate into two parts, and so there are people who are makpid to pour that off before eating because of the sheets of the Urayim. We don't pass like the Urayim. But it's a night, if you want to ask a real brisk chumrah, what a professor girl, so you gotta pour it up. Oh, that's Mei Mei Chalav. I've never heard of Siman Peyot. That'll definitely get her. Okay? Okay, in any case. But then seriously, there are what?
How do you just shake it up?
We can play games with the Yisurim. You're talking about it's a sheet of the erase. We don't pass like the erase. But in any case, the shach, let's go back to Sulaim. The shach over here is bringing a riot from the erayim. And the shach is telling you, whatever is not follow is erim and achad. And the extreme example is the erayim. That the erayim says that we can regenerate erim and achad out of follow. So therefore, when you have a beit samur begidin, if mein echolav is erim and achad, kavachomer beit samur begidin is erim and achad. In other words, you don't have something which is similar enough to the world of milk. Let's just see it inside. The shach says, the gedola mizo, hayu, sheyesh otzim afilu meine kala bishim eivir menachai. Kamo shekosad leo betimen peyala. Unehidu lo kaimelan kabasayu, mahane ta'ame shenizvaru lusham, unehidu lo kaimelan kabasayu mehane ta'ame shenizvaru lusham, we don't pass them like it because it's really a trend of school, right? Mikom makom, vale de beitim ma'uras, l'koyama, siri bishim eivir menachai. That's raya number one. Raya number two is what Moshe pointed out, that there are Rishonim, among them Rabbeinu Tam, who learned that the reason we're allowed to eat eggs is because we have a separate Zeres HaKosuv. Not because it's similar to Cholov, Eretz HaLas Tavu Dvash. What's the Zeres HaKosuv on which we're allowed to eat eggs? Excellent, right. It says by Shiloh Hakan, Yetzah Beitzim, Tikach L'chach. Now, Tikach L'chach means for Achila. Namely, you're allowed to eat. You're allowed to eat Beitzim of a Oph Tahor. As a Beitzim, Tikach L'chach. Without that separate Zeres HaKosek, you wouldn't be allowed to eat eggs. So which eggs are permitted? Those that are Tikach L'chach. Those you can take. If this egg is still Me'ura B'gidim, then when you pull the egg, the chicken comes along with it, that's not called Tikach L'chach. So again, in other words, something is. What would be the status of the egg without the Zeres HaKosuv of Tikach L'chach? Eivir Menachai. We're saying Eivir Menachai continues until the level of Tikach L'chach. So it fits into Rabbeinu Tam as well. The only problem with Rabbeinu Tam, and this is there's a Shuv of the Chacham Sofer that deals with it, is that if you understand that you require a separate Zeres HaKosuv for eggs, and without that separate Zeres HaKosuv, an egg would be Eivir Menachai. The question is, what's the heter for a non-Jew to eat an egg of a non-kosher fowl? What's the heter of a non-Jew to eat an eagle egg? To eat a parakeet egg? I don't know. You can see it. What's the heter to eat it? So also, without tikkach l'chach, you're not allowed to eat eggs. And tikkach l'chach only applies to ofot tahorot. Only there was a whole din of shiloh hakan only applies to ofot tahorot. Okay, so if you're interested in writing the doctoral thesis on that topic, the Mekoros are in the Siman of Eggs, Siman Samach Beis, the Pisket Shuvas is Kratan Aleph. Just to conclude, Halacha Lemaisa, the Verhetev of the Yitzhak Kratan Tes, says that irrelevant what it says in the Machaber, Nitzah HaMinho, Kratzvu HaAchronim, even if you were to chef the chicken and find the eggs in the chicken that were just about to be laid, that were total eggs, even with shells, the minhag is not to get involved in it. The minhag is not to get involved in it. Marashal, Abach, Abesilel, B'di'evet, Afilu Nigmar V'kum Lavan L'chud Sogi. But, you know, it's we view. It used to be a delicacy to have, like in one's chicken soup, the little eggs before the shells. Before the shells, the little eggs they would find in the chicken. Those are certainly considered to be bisari. But even with the shell, misara minag is problematic. But the Mechaber over here distinguishes al pidin between Eivir Menachai and between the world of Basa v'Chala. Okay, I think that's enough for today. So next time we'll continue on to Lucha. Okay, again, you keep going. Thanks. You ignore me. You learn according to what will get you up to the Bechina with the proper Chazara. I'll catch up to you. You know that I did it twice. You know that I'll do it twice.